Hello and welcome to the Field Talk podcast from the Linder Farm Network, the voice of Minnesota agriculture. I'm your host, Dan Lemke. Following a strong start to the planting season, farmers in many parts of Minnesota have been held out of the fields for an extended period of time due to spring rains. Wet conditions and a potentially shorter planting window may present growers with more challenges in their quest for maximum soybean yields. University of Minnesota Extension soybean agronomist Seth Nave joined Linda Brecke to address some of the emerging concerns.
Joining us here on the Linder Farm Network, University of Minnesota Extension soybean agronomist Seth Nave. And Seth, what do you consider to be the prime window for planting soybeans when considering yield potential?
It's a good question. I would say, in general, as long as we can plant in early May, and I'm being maybe a little bit generous based on the excess rainfall we've had, I think I would generally say that first week of May is a good time to plant. We rarely see much yield advantage to planting before that. In occasional years, those late April plantings would be better. There's a lot of talk about planting date and things like this, but it's a lot more than yield, I think, is really the issue. So I think if we just talk about yield itself, yield really is maximized during the first week of May. We have less variability in our yield, meaning some early plantings. When we plant early, we can actually decrease our yield potential because of poor stands. We have more risk with early planting. Likewise, when we get out past, certainly past May 14, then we're kind of starting on that slope where we see a planting delay penalty. So that, I think that first week of May is really kind of a sweet spot for both maximizing yield potential and minimizing downside risks over time.
Do you lose much yield if it's, say, mid-May into maybe a little later in May?
No, there's only a few. We do lose yield potential for sure. But again, this all depends on the year that we have, you know, what kind of a year we end up with. If we end up with a low producing yield, if it's the last couple of years where it's been droughty and we haven't had excellent yields, then planting delays are really small. The penalty for planting delays are very small. So what we're really doing is we're positioning our crop for ultimate success in the best possible year, which is, you know, it's just the optimism that we have as farmers and us that help support farmers is that we're always hoping we get a perfect year, and we want to position the crop so that if we do have a perfect year, we can take advantage of it. So, again, if we have average or below average yields, we could plant all the way to the end of May and not see a yield penalty to delayed planting. But if we end up with 80, 90 bushel yields this year because of perfect conditions, then we probably would have wished that we were able to get those planted in the first week of May. So, again, it's a couple different things all wrapped up in one, but really we're just trying to position that crop for success.
Seth, as far as planting depth and rate, anything we should talk about in those two areas?
From a practical perspective, I think what we're looking at this year, when we've got some nagging rains, we've got challenges getting in there, we're looking at the calendar. I think part of your question is around workability and what kinds of conditions we want to get in and then how deep to plant those in the populations. I think we're at the position where I think farmers can push a little bit and maybe go into some conditions that aren't quite as ideal as we'd like to have because we've got some rain coming on that's going to kind of save us from some, you know, potential problems with crusting or sidewall compaction and some of those kind of things that we might see. So getting the crop in and getting it covered with soil, we've got good soil moisture. I would not be overly concerned with, you know, doing deep tillage and then getting in and then waiting for things to dry out and then getting the soybeans in. This is the kind of year with the kind of forecast we have. I would be thinking a little bit more about reducing tillage, going in there even in a no-till situation in some instances and getting that crop in the ground and covered up. So back to your original question, yes, ideally we get those things down there an inch, three quarters to an inch, and we have a good population of 125 to 140. I think things are great, but I'm thinking about from a practical perspective, if we've got tougher fields or things are just barely fed, I think this is a time that farmers could think about pushing it up just a little bit on a few acres, but also keep an eye on the forecast. And if the forecast does clear out and things start to look a little bit better, then maybe we could wait a little bit and be a little bit more conservative on pushing those soybeans into the field.
And when it comes to weed control, are they going to have more challenges this year due to the wet conditions as far as their weed control measures? Or is it too early to say?
No, that's exactly right. I'm glad you brought that up, Linda. This is tough planting means tough weed control for farmers because we've got to get back out there and get a pre on those fields. So not only do we have to find the right window to plant them, but then, between the next set of rains before the crop comes up, we're going to have to try to get a pre down. So I think most farmers are mostly focused on getting the crop in, and then the next question is how to get the herbicide on, and I think that's totally appropriate. But it does not hurt in for most farmers to probably consider both of those simultaneously and at least have a plan for how they're going to get in there and get those sprayed. We don't want to be in a situation where we're relying on a total post program and are challenged and nagged by weeds. Weeds are too big of an issue for us and too big of a yield hit for us when we've got problems.
What has made a change really in the planting of the beans as far as seasonal conditions?
Well, we definitely have, we've had warmer spring conditions for sure. I think overall we've had warmer spring conditions. We've also had more variable springs. I think we all know, how wet spring can be, but I think we've also seen some of these big rainfalls. Last year we had 6-8 inches of rain in south central Minnesota after really good crop planting conditions, and then things just got blasted. So I think we're all aware of the variability too. And so I think as farmers, we're managing both the calendar and getting them in early for yield potential, but we're really managing those working days. The farmers that did get those soybeans planted, they were blessed by some decent temperatures since, and we just haven't had very many working days. So I think those farmers that made that choice to push a little bit will probably do okay this year. I think we'll be in good shape. So it just re-emphasizes this point about risk management and planting, maybe not necessarily for yield potential, but to get that crop established and get it in the ground before we get held out of the fields because of rainfall events. So I think it's really a lot of these questions are about working days, and farmers have built a lot of efficiencies and have big planters and can move fast through the fields. So they've really helped themselves in a lot of respects. And I think part of this early planting is just an extension on that.
And Seth, as far as this summer, watching maybe major disease pressure or pest pressure or weed pressure, anything in particular that you're especially concerned about this year?
Yeah, I can't predict, except what we have, what the knowns are. And of course, I mentioned weeds earlier. And so obviously weeds are a big visual impact and have a yield impact and then have a long-term legacy in terms of leaving seed in the seed bank for us over time. So we got to take care of the weeds, and every farmer is aware of that. I guess I would just make sure that farmers do their scouting. We don't know what's going to show up. There are some funny things around. We have soybean gall midge around that's kind of popping up in southwestern Minnesota and in Nebraska. Some of those things we knew need to keep an eye on, but they haven't been huge problems. And obviously things like SCN and SDS are really huge issues for us in and out every year. So we need to keep an eye. So scouting, and know what we've got so that we can manage those in future years, I think is the most important thing.
Seth Nave, University of Minnesota Extension soybean agronomist.
Thanks for listening. Find other podcasts at linderfarmnetwork.com or on Apple or Spotify. And get the latest farm news and market information daily from your local LFN affiliate.